This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. Celebrations to mark the Queen's Platinum Jubilee begin in earnest tomorrow. Preparations are gathering pace, and it's been revealed that the borough of Tunbridge and Morling is set to host more street parties than any other borough in Kent. 84 street parties there have been authorised. The biggest event in the borough over the 4 days is a free concert on the lawn of Tunbridge Castle, starting at 7pm tomorrow, as I heard from the leader of Tunbridge and Morling Borough Council, Matt Boughton.
We've got 4 days of celebrations taking place in every community from Eccles in the north and down to Tunbridge in the south. The key landmark celebration for us in the town is going to take place on Thursday the 2nd. Of June, and that's going to be at Tunbridge Castle, which will be decked out in bunting and will really give a lovely feel to the castle and a really sort of good way for us to celebrate the 70 years of service that Her Majesty the Queen has given to the country and to our community and all other communities within it. So we're going to light the beacon at Tunbridge Castle in the evening. We'll have West Kent Big Band playing there as well, and there'll be a great opportunity for all in the community to come together, to be with each other, to celebrate something, actually, something really special and something that I suspect many generations to come won't have the opportunity of doing, and that's 70 years on the throne for our monarch. So really looking forward to that, and we've got over 50 street parties happening across Tunbridge and Morling as well over the course of the weekend in almost every village and every town, and I'm sure that every single street will commemorate what has been a fantastic reign in their own way as well.
It has been quite a difficult couple of years, hasn't it? So do you think that'll make it even more that people are keen to come out to celebrate?
What we've seen over the past couple of years, and particularly at the start of the pandemic, were communities coming together like we've never seen before. The concept of many of us going to pick up prescriptions for our neighbours wasn't something that we prepared to do or planned to do, but communities really came together. And that's communities as wide as the town of Tunbridge, but also on a street-by-street basis. And we've never really lost that, certainly within Tunbridge. In fact, I'd say it's increased over the past 2 years. And this is just another way of coming together as a town and as a community to celebrate that.
So this big event at Tunbridge Castle,
Thursday evening this is, from 7 o'clock, so please head on down there if you can. It will be in the castle grounds, which are accessible to anyone, and I hope to see lots of people there. By getting the West Kent Big Band in, what we've been able to do is really get some patriotic music and really for people to hear some of the classics of previous eras and classics of today as well. We really are lucky to have the castle in Tunbridge because it's a real centre point of the community, and to me seems the perfect place to do this as well. And you'll see the bunting that's going to go up around the castle and around the castle grounds, from the high street, from the river, from the key landmarks within the town as well. And we're going to use that as a centre point for our celebrations, because the town of Tunbridge was built around the castle, and it's one of our key links with the monarchy as it was in the past at the time. So we're really pleased that we're able to do this at the castle, and hope lots of people can turn up for some fun and celebration on the evening.
Matt Boughton, thanks very much indeed. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.